Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. Thank you for tuning in. We're glad to have you with us. Our listeners are very important to us, and so are our sponsors. So please take note of who they are. Please go out and patronize them and tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we're a little different crew tonight. Let's see. Bob's in the hospital recovering from surgery. He's doing well, I understand. Should come home tomorrow.
We hope so.
We hope so. And that's his wife, Mary. Mary Griswold, rightwinggranny.com. Great
Hello.
Conservative blog. Diane Ruffino couldn't be with us tonight. Melissa, she couldn't be here. She had to take her son to a doctor appointment in Wilmington. And Howard and Rainer are here.
All right. Hey. Good evening.
And I called in reinforcements. Alan Harrop has joined us tonight.
Welcome, Harrop.
I will do my best to stand in for Diane or whomever.
Well, you've really got three people to stand in for.
It's going to be a challenge.
It's going to take a lot of makeup, I'm going to tell you.
Alan has written several interesting articles for the County Compass that have been there. And
right. Well, we've had Alan on the show before.
He's going to be a celebrity around this area.
He is very knowledgeable in a number of areas, education being one. And Alan, you're running for school board, so congratulations.
Yes, I am. Yeah. Thank you very much. Running in District 1. Mm-hmm. Have two opponents.
And you've said enough because we can't endorse you or anything.
I didn't ask you to.
We have two candidates here.
Yeah, well, we'll move on.
But we're trying our best to influence local education, put it going in the right direction. Let's leave it that way.
Right. And, you know, we encourage our listeners to get involved in the process. Folks, what happened in Virginia, and I'm sure most of our listeners are probably aware of that.
Sure.
What happened is the Democrats took control because low voter turnout was number one issue, but there were also over 40 seats that there were no Republicans running in the race, so they had no problem taking control. Within 48 hours of taking control, they passed a number of pieces of legislation, gun control legislation, and other undoing all the things that had been done over the past few years of Republican rule. So that's what happens when you're not involved in the process, and the same thing can happen the other way around. So whether you're Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, unaffiliated, constitutional, it doesn't matter.
Green, we got
Green,
six of them.
it really doesn't matter what party you're in. Your vote is important, and your participation in the process is important to keep our constitutional republic alive. And
yep.
Functioning the way it was intended to function, according to our founding fathers and our Constitution, which obviously most of the elected officials in Washington, D.C. absolutely know nothing about, but they love to quote it all the time.
Yeah, they make it abundantly clear that they really don't understand or think we don't understand, and they can make assertions that aren't true and get by with it.
That's a point. I'm sure there's a good portion of the public that just rely on what they say because they really don't know for themselves.
Which is not good.
And we were just talking about education, how important that is. And that's one of the things that's happened in education. And I think Alan will agree with me and anybody that's involved in trying to follow what's going on in education. A good part of our history has been dropped, is not being taught, or it's been revised, revisionist
mm-hmm.
history.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not teaching how good and how great America was and all the things it's accomplished. They're focusing on the negative and the bad things and trying to teach how bad we were in the world. So,
and certainly the proof of what you're saying, Rick, is that recent evidence shows that the majority of support for Bernie Sanders, who's an avowed socialist slash communist, comes from the youth of the country.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
People
yes.
in their early 20s and late teens.
Right.
People have come right out of the education system, and they're fully indoctrinated by the liberal professorship right. and the faculty, and they are...
They've gone all through Common Core and right on into college and...
Advanced placement.
Right.
And there's saving grace in that. There is a saving grace on that. Generally, the younger generation, even those over 18, don't vote.
Let's hope it stays that way.
Yes.
Until they go to work. Usually what happens when they get a job, if
and
they ever
do. And they see their first paycheck.
And yeah, they look at their first paycheck
money,
and they realize, well, what happened? What are all these deductions? What happened to all the money I made? Not, you know.
Yes.
Well, you know, I
dose of reality.
The business of the younger generation being all right with, in fact, thinking it's a better system, socialism, than is a free market, is with malice aforethought. The way children and young people are taught in schools today, particularly government schools, is designed to achieve just that end. And we need to make sure that we work equally hard to get back to the truth.
All right. All right. There is another interesting statistic out there that has promise. It's promising, and that is this coming up generation now, not mm-hmm. the millennials, but whatever they're going to call this generation, is striving to be more like their grandparents than their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that would be great if that's true. That would be wonderful.
It is.
Hope.
It is.
You know, kind of akin to that... It really distresses me that so many people refer to our nation as democracy. They don't seem to know the difference between a democracy and a republic.
Right.
They don't understand having the Electoral College as an example.
Right.
Raina wrote a brilliant article.
She did.
In the County Compass, the current County Compass, explaining that. And
well, now that you've jumped ahead and robbed my end of the show.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's all right. But, yeah, she did an excellent job on that, and I'm glad you brought it up because, again, it's the education. People they don't understand why we have the electoral. They buy into this liberal spew of that it's not fair because their candidate won the majority vote, so therefore their candidate should be president. And they don't understand that the Founding Fathers came up with a brilliant system of preventing mm-hmm. just what would have happened there. I forgot the exact number now, but the city of Los Angeles
43, I believe it was.
Has more voters than 43 of our
entire states.
Yeah. Anyway, and don't quote us on that because that number may not be correct, but it's a lot. That's the thing is you've got your large metropolises like Los Angeles and New York and Chicago and all those big cities out there that have huge populations. If you go by the popular vote, they're going to control who gets to be president every time.
And the common denominator is that they are run by Democrats. They are give it all away, equal results,
liberals.
Not equal opportunity, and they are all approaching bankruptcy. And the chaos, because their law and order is not a notable asset in those cities.
And their socialist agendas are prevalent also. The problem there is when you buy into that, thinking that, okay, it's only fair that if this person gets more votes than that person, like I said, you're going to end up with that handful of large cities controlling who wins the election every time. But they can even do more to manipulate. And that's what the Founding Fathers could, in their wisdom, they could foresee. So they come up with the Electoral College, which makes sure each state is represented fairly because all of the different states have different problems, different things that, you know, like you take the Midwest, huge farming and all that, and then you take the North was automotive and steel, and they all have different things that are important to them, and that's why the Founding Fathers did it the way
there's another element to it too, and that is each state was an autonomous body. Statehood was the equivalent of a nation state and before the, our Constitution was written. It was intended to maintain as much of that as possible,
right,
and gain the unity and strength that comes with having a unified common defense and a unified foreign policy.
Right.
So what was given to the federal government was very, very limited, and the balance of power within that was kept the states as an important, each of them was an important entity equal to every other of them, regardless of their size in land mass and regardless of their size in population.
Right.
I'd like to point out that each individual state has the same problem. Each individual state should be a sovereign. But the way the states are organized, Virginia was a good example, but so is North Carolina. You've got the Senate, the legislature in North Carolina, the Senate and the House are both composed by figuring out population. So the big cities, Charlotte, Raleigh, those cities, have the preponderance of the population, so they get the preponderance of the votes in both houses. See, if we could figure out a way to make it so that two counties have to be contiguous and have to be as similar as possible, then you could have a true republic out of it, because then the Senate would represent an area.
All right.
And the House would represent the populations. But that, if that could be done, then we could have a true republic in North Carolina.
The original formation by the founding fathers was that the senators from each state would be selected by the legislature.
Right.
And the legislature, the House of Representatives, say in each state, they would represent the various sections of the state, but that party that was in charge of the legislature would select the senators.
Right.
Then they changed that to popular vote, where now you have, like you said, you have cities with higher populations dominating the selection of senators and so on, which was not the case before.
Right.
So the erosion of that principle occurred in that regard, and also with Natty's attacks on electoral college.
We need to get back to the concept of our founders, both statewide and nationally.
Right. We also need to take a break to hear from our sponsors. But before we do, I want to talk to you about some important dates coming up, because we are facing an election. We have a primary coming up, and these are the dates. Absentee by mail. Now, I'm talking about Craven County.
Most of them are similar.
Most of them are similar. It's going to be close, and you can go to your county Board of Elections website and verify the dates for you. But absentee by mail voting begins on Monday, January the 13th. So that started last month. Voter registration deadline, if you haven't registered to vote, is Friday, February the 7th, which is tomorrow.
By the time this airs, it will be in
that's
the
right.
rearview mirror.
Yeah, this is pre-recorded, so that's already over with also. But let's jump ahead to something that will be relevant when you hear this show, and that's that one-stop voting begins on Thursday, February the 13th.
1 week from today. Of this day, Wednesday, yes.
Of the day we're recording.
We're getting into trouble with that.
So it's less than a week away when we air.
And let's stick to dates. Last day to request an absentee ballot by mail, Tuesday, February the 25th. One-stop voting ends on Saturday, February the 29th. And last day to return an absentee ballot by mail is on Tuesday, March 3rd. Now, the primary election day is Tuesday, March 3rd. The polls will be opening at 6:30 a.m. and stay open till 7:30 p.m. Now, folks, go online now. You'll have plenty of time to be doing your research, but go online to the State Board of Elections website and click on the voter information link. Put in your name and your zip code or address, whatever.
That's called voter lookup.
Right, voter lookup. And you will get a sample ballot, just like the one you'll get at the poll the day you go to vote.
One caveat, Rick, when it comes up with your information, it'll first have districts and your address and various things. You have to scroll down to be able to see sample ballot and click on that. It won't be on the screen when you initially bring it up.
All right. So you can go there and print out a sample ballot, just like the one you'll get when you go to the polls that day. And now you can start doing your research on the candidates. Those names you don't recognize, don't know anything about, you've got time to find out about them by doing that research. And I urge everybody to go ahead and do that. Get it done. And be an informed and prepared voter when you show up at the polls. That's what's going to make a difference. All right, well, let's take a break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine Alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call again. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and we have Mary Griswold with us. We have Alan Harrop with us, and we have Howard and Rainer James. And we've had a busy week, folks. Now, we're recording this on Thursday. We have been through the impeachment hearing, the impeachment vote, and the acquittal process. And we can talk about all those things. We also had the opportunity to witness the State of the Union message and all that came with that. So there's plenty to talk about. Mary, you want to kick us off with what did you think of the impeachment hearing, and what problems did you see? The biggest one I see up front is it should have never taken place because legally, constitutionally, the House was required to vote on it before it could proceed, and they never did.
Well, not only that, but the House violated all of the constitutional rights of the president. He was never allowed to face his accusers. The Republicans weren't allowed to call witnesses. Some of the early stuff was done in secret, and there was a transcript of the testimony of an 18th witness that was withheld from the Republicans, and that was the IG testimony that probably would have resulted in throwing the whole thing out.
Well, I think it'll come to light at some point in the
future.
Well,
it was a sham from the beginning, and it's interesting that when impeachment started, President Trump's approval rating was 49%. When impeachment ended, it was 59%.
Yeah.
So I think the Democrats need to rethink their strategy.
Well,
poetic justice.
I thought they would have seen that before they ever got to the end of it, but they didn't. They're still carrying on, as witnessed by what happened at the end of the State of the Union message when the Speaker of the House tore up the copy of the State of the Union that she had.
She is the most self-centered, angry, ill-behaved person I can imagine. She's physically on the outside amazingly pretty for her age. On the inside, she's as ugly as it gets.
Some of the congressmen are calling for legal action against her because what she did was actually illegal. That was an official government document, signed document, and so they're asking for her to be prosecuted for doing that.
The whole process to me indicates, as Mary pointed out, that this is desperation on the part of the Democrats.
Right.
I don't believe the Democrats, and particularly the Democratic Party, believe that they can defeat President Trump in the fall. So consequently, they are resorting to these other really underhanded, illegal, questionable efforts in order to impugn him. Even if they don't impeach him, I think they're just trying to throw enough mud at him to see what's going to stick.
Not going to stop.
Oh, no, they'll continue, because that's the one of the bright parts of the thing for me was watching how the Republicans they came together and defended
finally
the president,
right,
particularly in the House.
Yes.
With those representatives, Jim Jordan and
Matt Gaetz,
a number of them, they did a terrific job in trying to offset the garbage that was being spewed
and
by the Democrats.
The other thing too, in the Senate, the Republicans had real lawyers. They had real constitutional people who understood the Constitution.
Right.
I don't know why the Democrats picked the people they did. And I don't like calling anybody an idiot, but on the other hand,
go ahead, Mary. They burned it.
It was close. But the Republican, Jay Sekulow, Alan Dershowitz, these are people who have practiced law, who understand the Constitution, who have appeared before the Supreme Court. They had a quality team there.
Mm-hmm.
Right, he did.
Absolutely.
Well, let me clarify something here for our listeners. I would be negligent if I didn't, I feel. Because the term Democrats and Republicans being thrown out here, and I can see where anybody listening to the show would assume that we were very partisan in favor of one party over the other. In our personal lives, we may be, but as an organization, CCTA is a nonpartisan organization. Now, here's the caveat. When you say Democrats, and you don't hear anybody defending the Democrats, it's because we don't have any here. Our meetings are open to the public, and we encourage people of all aspects of life, races, creeds, colors, all political parties to come and participate in the process. Unfortunately, they choose not to. So we can't have somebody that's not here to represent an opposing opinion.
Actually, we have a philosophy of government, and we invite people to join us and become members who share that philosophy of government.
Right.
So it doesn't have to do with party, but it does have to do with
principles.
We want constitutional government. We want personal freedom with personal responsibility. We want the free market to function freely. Things that just seem like common sense and in alignment with our design.
Okay, so my whole point here is if you have an opposing opinion, you can contact me, Rick at cctaxpayers.com, or Hal at cctaxpayers.com, or Rainer at cctaxpayers.com. Any one of the three of us, and let us know that you'd like to make your voice heard. If you can be civil and, you just want to defend your stance, your position, you're welcome to come on the show and do that. You're welcome to show up at one of our meetings and have a discussion, because usually our speakers, once they finish with their presentation, the floor is opened for public comment and question. So, you know, you have an opportunity, and I just wanted to clarify all that.
Sure.
You know, we had several members or people that came to our meetings regularly that were Democrats, and some of them were members. But it seems like in the last several months, most of them have switched to the Republican Party.
Well, maybe we're effective. I don't know. Okay. Well, let's see now. We're talking about the impeachment process, and Mary pointed out some of the caveats with it. Rainer, your opinions on it?
Well, I certainly agree with everything Mary's had to say, and it really was a sham. They pretended that the president did not have the power to make foreign policy, that he failed to listen to these unelected bureaucrats who had advised him differently to do with foreign policy connected to Ukraine. So he was different from his predecessors. He didn't mind the deep state and do what they directed him to do, because it was not good for the United States of America and our people.
Right.
I don't think it had anything to do, really, with the upcoming election. I don't think he's afraid of Joe Biden. I don't think he's afraid of any of the Democrat candidates.
Exactly right. Great point I wanted to make is what happened to when you're, and I didn't realize it wasn't a court of law, it wasn't a regular trial, it's an right. impeachment process, but still, what about motive? Okay, we had a corrupt individual operating within a corrupt foreign government, mm-hmm. and it was affecting our taxpayer dollars that were being spent. It had, you know, it was corruption.
Sure. So if corruption's bad enough, it doesn't go for the intended purpose. It goes off to the corrupt people to pad their personal pockets.
Right.
So it's a perfectly appropriate thing. In fact, he'd be derelict of duty if he didn't do it.
Right. And in my mind, as President of the United States, his motive was, and the things he said in the transcripts bear that out, mm-hmm. that his objective was to attack the corruption.
Absolutely.
Not to attack a political opponent.
And I read that transcript three times with more admiration for how he does his job with each reading.
Mm. Right.
I just want to make a comment about the corruption aspect of this. An investigative reporter with good contacts needs to make a study of our foreign aid, the contractors involved in doing the bidding of that foreign aid, and the relationship between the contractors' companies and any relatives of sitting congressmen or executives. I suspect there's a whole lot of information there.
There is. I think it's all being looked into now at a level that has not taken place before. You have to remember, and folks, a lot of you don't want to admit this could be true within our government, but there was a lot of corruption, still is, within our own government.
Yes.
At the highest levels. What they call the deep state.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to remember that a lot of these SESers, the mm-hmm. senior executive service, they are appointed.
Yes.
And some of them have been there for a long, long time. They're not elected officials. One elected official comes in, he goes out, another one comes in, but that same person in the SES stays in there for a long period of time. A lot of corruption has been built and developed over the years, and it runs rampant throughout these agencies.
We need to clean house.
Right, at the highest levels.
Yep.
Now, as the president pointed out today in the speech he did at the White House, there's a lot of good people, like in the FBI. He says, they're good people, really good. It is the scum at the highest levels that had corrupted the agency.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things that you got to be aware of.
There's something totally illogical and absurd about the position that the Democrats took in this entire process. And that is that if a person is subject to being investigated or suspected of engaging in some corruption for himself, for a family member, whatever, once they run for president, they somehow become immune to that type of investigation because the president at that point would be charged, but you're trying to interfere with an election.
Yep.
So if you're doing something illegal or questionable, just run for president and you're off the hook.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Another thing that seems odd is it doesn't go the other way. Okay, you had the Senate in here voting to impeach the president, and there were several of the people that were casting votes or current candidates
for president.
Yeah, for president running against.
Maybe they should have recused themselves.
Well,
you think?
No, I guess it just doesn't
didn't happen.
Doesn't count that way. You know, it only goes one way.
I want to go back to the corruption thing for just a second. Senators make $174,000 a year. They generally support two households, one of which is in Washington, D.C., which is not in the cheap seats. And many of them enter the Senate or Congress as middle-class Americans. And many of them, 4 years later, are millionaires. That's a pretty neat accomplishment on that salary.
It's a pretty good indicator of what we're talking about, corruption.
Yes. Yeah. Neat might not be the best word for it, Mary.
Well, today I was delivering in county conferences of a number of businesses, and I'd stop and talk to the business owners quite often. And I had an opportunity between visits to listen to the radio as well. And one thing that really impressed me was how, and I listened to conservative radio, let me confess about that, but how they were ripping Speaker Pelosi, Mitt Romney, and the women that were dressed in white. And one of them even asked me, who were these crazy women dressed in white? I had to explain to them that they were the Democrat women, Democrat ladies. And so,
ladies?
Well, Democrat women. I said it right the first time. But it's kind of it's really interesting to me that the reaction of the nation. Look at the stock market was at an all-time high again today. The unemployment was just the lowest it's been in years. It's so, you know, the statistics that President Trump ran across, but it's even more so from the reaction to the impeachment being over. And to me, that really hit me, you know, really strong, and I was so pleased to observe that.
They didn't even stand up when the 100-year-old Tuskegee Airman was recognized.
Oh,
how could you not stand up for that? Yeah. And how could you not stand up for the lowest unemployment rate for women and minorities? I mean, these are not partisan issues. These are American issues. Yes.
Well, I think America got to see exactly what they're dealing with.
It was sad.
Yeah. Now we know who the real deplorables are.
You know, it wasn't only the Tuskegee Airmen. I thought that was wonderful. But how about the couple that were reunited?
That was
wonderful. The soldier that came down and joined his wife and child, and that was just beautiful. And several times in different ways, he honored the military.
Well, Donald Trump is an experienced showman.
Oh, boy.
And I believe he knew exactly what he was doing. I think that speech was phenomenal because of its content, but I also think it was phenomenal because of its visual content. He knew how to tug at people's heartstrings, and there's nothing wrong with that if it's done honestly.
If it's legitimate. I mean, that's it. If it's legitimate.
I mean, these were real people's stories. That little girl who was born at less than a pound squirming in mommy's arms.
I mean, tears to your eyes.
This was just real.
But you know, Speaker Pelosi criticized that today. He said he used the U.S. Senate as a, or the U.S. Congress, basically, as a place to put on a show.
She didn't put on a show herself?
Well,
and President Obama never did that?
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, that's what she said. She said it was supposed to be a statement of the State of the Union and how well things were going.
But it was. He gave all the statistics. He just gave examples.
I know. I'm not arguing with you, Mary. What I'm trying to say is that was what her reaction was.
Y'all go to separate corners.
But it was so funny because, I mean, he gave the statistics For the math people in the audience, they got their numbers.
Right.
But for the emotional people in the audience, they got the pictures.
There was something
and
for
I
all of us.
I'd just like to say one thing. I think that although people could say that it was a good showmanship on his part, I like to think of it as reflecting his humanity.
Mm-hmm.
I think this guy has got love, respect for people all from all walks of life, all races, all religions, and I believe his personal life, and I believe the way he runs his office and the things he stresses reflects that.
Right.
And I think his State of the Union address had those kinds of feelings and values that you don't necessarily see in most politicians.
And there was another event he participated in today, and that was the prayer breakfast.
Alan, I think you're absolutely right. And before Christmas, as a present from our children, we spent two nights in the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C. It's a beautiful place. It's well run. But the thing that absolutely shocked me about it was typically in an upscale place, the staff is a bit snooty. That was not the case in the Trump Hotel. They were solicitous. They were kind. It wasn't fake anything. They were good people to people. Right. And that didn't happen by accident.
I agree. You
know, an interesting thing that happened was that our daughter-in-law found a ring. It was apparently a valuable ring. It looked like it had emeralds and diamonds in it. And she wanted to get it to a staff member that she could trust. So she asked an associate of hers that works out of Washington, D.C., who the person was, and she got a hold of him, and he came up, and he thanked her profusely for reporting that the ring had been lost and that he would get in touch with the previous occupant and see. He said, then he told us later that he called her, and she said, no, I've got all my rings. He said, well, you better check. And she looked, oh, my Lord, I'm missing my ring with the diamonds and the emeralds in it. And he said, we have it here for you. Thanks to an honest next occupant, we've got it for you. So that's the kind of service that Raina's talking about. I mean, they take such an interest.
They sent it by delivery to her, and they took the trouble to come to Monica and tell her what had happened
that's
and how
wonderful.
Pleased the woman was.
When I was doing research before the 2016 election, I looked up Trump company employment record and looked for complaints. And the only complaint I could find was people saying, we've been here. It's hard to get promoted because all of the management has been here for at least 10 years.
Okay. Well, we need to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll come right back and pick up on this conversation.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've had some interesting discussion. I think Mary's going to throw one at us here to start another one.
There's a headline today in the Conservative Treehouse, and it reads, Iowa Updates. Bernie Sanders declares victory. DNC club chairman Tom Perez calls for a recount. And Tom Perez wants to do the caucus over again. Can you imagine the inconvenience for the candidates?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought the caucus up because I had totally neglected to do that. But let's look at that caucus issue here. These are people that want to lead the country. And they can't even get that right.
They not only want to lead the country, they want to impose their will on the country and organize all kinds of things that should be in the private sector, and they can't even get that right.
Well,
it should cause your toenails to curl.
Let's look at some of the strings attached to that thing. The app that they are blaming everything on. Do y'all know who funded that?
That has ties to Hillary Clinton and Pete Buttigieg.
George Soros.
Oh, I didn't go back that far.
Money from George Soros. And okay. Buttigieg, he had something to do.
Buttigieg, is what you call
him? Buttigieg. Or Mayor Petro there, or whatever it is. He has ties to that company also. So, and he was declaring victory before they even were able to come up with a number. So, yeah, there's a lot of suspicion cast on that process there. The Republican side of it, however, they didn't seem to have any problems. And Donald Trump, 97%.
I kind of feel for the Democrats. I really do. Oh. Because they don't want to run Sanders. He would be another George McGovern. He has the youth vote, but the youth vote doesn't vote. So he's not really a good candidate. I'm not sure they have a candidate that will beat Trump. But I can tell you that Sanders definitely is not it.
They don't trust their own people any more than they trust the American people. It's
no.
They want to take control and do what they want to do.
That's true.
All right. Well, I don't know where to go from here.
math class, I think.
I did see here Governor Mike Huckabee put out a little tweet here about Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. Mm-hmm. Green New Deal calls for replacing planes, cars, and cars with trains. But an examination of her campaign expense report for the FEC found that she spent 7 times as much on airfare as she did on Amtrak. And there were 534 charges for car services. So it's another example.
Are you saying
of,
she's a hypocrite? Right? Is that what you're
no,
implying?
No, that's not what I said.
But she's at it.
Which one
she
was it?
She demonstrated it.
Yeah, she demonstrated. There you go.
Did you see the video on TV where they showed Elizabeth Warren landing at an airport and coming off a private plane?
Yes.
Yeah. And as she was walking away from the plane, there were her staff members in front of them, And she apparently observed that there was a cameraman taking pictures. So she conveniently got behind her staff members so you could not see her face as she walked past the cameraman all the way through.
Yep.
Now, you know, I mean,
are you trying to accuse her of being a hypocrite?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that proves the case.
Yes.
You know, at least you should come out and say, yeah, flew a private plane because I needed to fly a private plane.
Right.
That was the only schedule I could get, whatever. But not hide and
oh, yeah.
pretend you're not what you doing something right. that you are doing.
So, you know, I'm going to pat us as an organization on the back in the job that we do in trying to educate and expose and give a different view than what you get on mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
We've tried to point out how corrupt mainstream media is, how deceptive they are, how they all get their same talking points, and it's been proven over and over again from the same source. And that was a program started by the CIA, called the Mockingbird Project, and you can search that up and look it up, and that's where they release certain things they want the media to put out there, and they all say the same thing. But
usually the same verbs and adjectives and right. adverbs.
Yes.
Exact same phrases.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, my point is that conservative talk shows like Rush, and we're sorry to hear the news on Rush, but mm-hmm. I thought that was a very spectacular moment that the president awarded him the Medal of Freedom.
Agreed.
I'm sure a lot
I
of people.
I think he's earned it.
Right.
Really
a lot of people
earned
probably
it.
Don't agree with it, but if you have listened and you are in favor of a conservative viewpoint, then he well deserved it. There are some other notables out there. Charlie Kirk and Candace Owens.
Yes.
They're making big inroads into the minority votes this election time because they're exposing the truth that's been hidden and the brainwashing that's gone on in especially the African-American community.
Yes.
And Charlie put out a little thing here. He labels it facts. 100% of Republicans voted to free slaves. 23% of Democrats did. 94% of Republicans voted to give former slaves citizenship. 0% Democrats did. 100% Republicans voted to give freed slaves voting rights. 0% of Democrats did.
Mm.
And, you know, when I think about the malarkey over voter ID and the issues that have been raised by the Democrats over that, that's just hypocritical again.
Yeah.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills. Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Hal, you wanted to tell us a little bit of something about upcoming programs since you're the program chairman.
And I don't know how much time you got left, but I wanted to point out that on Right Wing Granny a couple of days ago, Mary had listed a number of conservative talk hosts that have followed in Rush Limbaugh's footsteps, and I thought that was great. It was a large number of them.
Well, education is the key, and there's independent news sources out there that are giving the facts, exposing the lies and the misconceptions, and they're trying to put the truth out there. You just got to do a little bit of homework and find out who they are. When you find one you like, that's what you need to listen to. Again, I will take this opportunity.
I know where you're going.
To urge you to cut your cable off, your satellite, get rid of it. Folks, even if you don't watch all the stuff that's on there, and that's one of the main excuses, well, we don't watch that stuff, but you're paying for it. You're paying for it. Your bill is divided up in each and every one of those other entities that you claim you don't watch or don't care about. The garbage that's coming into your house, you're financing it. And you just need to cut it off, because there's too many other options now to get the truth and to get real news and just get away from the mainstream media, the fake news, as President Trump has labeled it. Pardon me, I'm having a little difficulty there tonight. But anyway, I do urge you to do that. We've been successful in getting a number of people, and I don't think any of them have regretted it. It takes a little getting used to right at first, but heck, even now there's more and more options out there, and it's growing by leaps and bounds all the time. You'll notice that most of your favorite sources are now providing it on streaming subscriptions. You don't have to have a cable subscription. You can stream directly from them, and those numbers are growing all the time. Okay, Hal,
all right.
We got about 2-3 minutes here. Go
okay,
ahead.
Good. You know, we had, I think, an excellent program. We had a lot of people that are running for the school board turnout at our last meeting. In fact, there were 15 people there that made talks had to do with education, basically.
All right.
And so we're trying to let our people who attend our meetings and our listeners on this show understand more about the people who are running for public office. I think that's just critically important. And so I'm planning now to have our next public meeting, I believe it comes on the 18th of this month.
It does.
Yeah, to go over judgeships. Now, I did a lot of work, and I consulted with a couple of sitting judges. Judge Josh Willey was one, and Judge Bob Cherry was another one that I talked to about this, because I found the layout of the Supreme Court, the Court of Appeals, the district courts, they're confusing.
Yeah.
They really are very confusing.
I think you're on the right track. That would be a very educational program.
Well, I figured out that if we invited all of the people that would be running for office like that, there'd be about 24 of them. But then on the other hand, a lot of them are from a long distance from here and probably won't come.
Right.
So I'm going to send them all an invitation and cross my fingers about how many show up.
Well, I'm just going to throw this at you.
Well,
I think you're talking about approaching it from a campaign status kind of. I think
all parties.
Yeah, but I understand. But I think it would probably be more beneficial if we did it as an educational thing. Have those sitting judges and justices, if we can get them in here, and maybe a separate meeting, you know.
Yeah.
But explain, just like they explain to you how the process
works. Okay, well, I've already covered that base for you. Judge Bob Cherry teaches that same subject to people who are coming on as new judges. He said he would help introduce the program.
Great.
He's running unopposed. As are a number of them.
Great minds work alike.
Yeah. Oh, they do. So I said, Judge, this was very confusing to me, and I had to do a lot of research to come up with it, just where these courts sit and who goes to what court and things like that. He said, you're right, absolutely right, Hal. He said, that I teach that subject, and I'd be happy to introduce it at the meeting. And
yeah.
I said, please plan on doing that.
He said, a lot of things that they could shine light on.
He said, I've already got it on my calendar.
Another one that just came to mind I think we ought to do some education on is jury nullification.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. 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 That, most people probably never heard the term, but
yeah.
Keep that in your mind.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. We want to thank Alan, for coming and joining us today.
You're certainly welcome. Enjoyed it.
You always have great contributions to the discussion. Folks, please pay attention to our sponsors. Go out and support them and tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutrition consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake-Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.